What's good, y'all? It's your boy Nate on the mic, and I'm here with a special guest, the infamous Zed the Gypsy.
Gypsy.
What's good, man? How you feeling today, bro?
I'm doing good. Being free, being me. Just sitting here. Being free, being me.
So I want this to be kind of like a story. I want them to, like, you know what I'm saying, walk with you on the journey from the start of this shit to now. So let's talk about the beginning, about the upbringing and shit.
Shit, like, what you mean, like, just me, just like,
just growing up and shit, yeah, like,
yeah, I went a little hothead, no, I'm like, y'all, what, no, I'm
playing. You had both parents?
Nah, both my parents were divorced. Yeah, for sure. They been like that since I can remember, type shit.
But they both in your life though?
Yeah, they cool. Okay. They cool. Yeah, for sure. Both of them chill with each other and shit too. Yeah, for sure.
That's dope.
Yeah, for sure. Both of them super supportive of like what's going on and shit, you know what I'm saying? Like the music and shit like that. So yeah, like mom, she don't know how to act. Like,
yeah, what you
She be lit. Like, like that shit crazy. Like,
talking about the music.
Yeah, like for sure. Like, but it's the fact of like, you know, like I feel like it's just a thing of like she really just be seeing it, like, and not really just like really just diving in, like where I'm coming from for real. Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like I always have, like, and I feel like every artist or like every person that's just in that field want that shit from their parents. It's just like in art period, just want that shit from like from them ones or some shit. Like, cause everybody love that shit. So like, you know what I'm saying? When people ask you like, so what you really be, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, oh shit, like, real hell feedback. Yeah, like, or you know, like, or just really like just trying to put that shit together. Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, like, but my dad, like, he more on board with like, I wouldn't say what's really going on, but he more on board with like just staying up to date with the shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like just being like, okay, you know, like my mom, she'll see it come across and be like, oh my God, I heard a new song. Like, you know what I'm saying?
That's dope. Like, it feel different when it's somebody like your mom and shit like that.
Fact,
like, my mom, same way with the podcast. She's like, y'all been watching? Y'all been liking y'all podcast? Like, damn, that feel different.
Fact. Like, it feel different. Like, appreciate it, yeah. Like, and then my dad, like, he hella chill too. Like, and he lenient. Like, and he more like on like the, like, I done probably like done dropped some, like, then probably like some time went by, like shit, I'm probably still sitting there like getting it right, promoting it, whatever. Sunday to him and shit, he like, I heard it. Like, I'm like, okay, like shit. I'm like, for sure. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, but yeah, shit. But hell yeah.
How about like siblings, anything like that? Close relatives, like cousins, you would almost consider a brother, because I got those.
Oh yeah, for sure. Like, yeah, for sure. Shout out my boy AOT, like EJ, goddamn man, everybody, Rainier, like yeah, they know exactly what's going on for sure. But I got two close ones for sure, EJ and Aaron. Like we damn near grew up together. Like they them ones for sure. Like I would consider like brothers. You know what I'm saying? Like for sure. Like,
yeah.
That boy Aaron, I was just on the phone with his ass, like. Yesterday, I was just on the phone with you, man. Yesterday, like, for sure.
This like a day one homeboy, but like it's like,
yeah, for
like
sure.
Blood
like
couldn't
we,
make
yeah,
y'all
like
closer.
We grew up together, like on terms of like he like okay, so my mom, like at the time, like we all grew up together in the same house, like me, Aaron, and it was my sister too, like one of my older sisters. Like it's crazy because I got five sisters and I might fuck this up. I got four brothers, I think. Yeah. Five sisters and four brothers, yeah. Eight of them belong to my dad, three of them belong to my mom. Eight of them including me, three of them including me. Like, yeah.
Oh,
that shit crazy.
Damn, that's crazy.
Like, but yeah, like, so when I was younger, like, my mom, she had a crib and like it was her and my uncle and his and Aaron's mom, like. So that was like his girlfriend at the time. And so like through blood, like me and Aaron not like related.
Yeah.
But the fact that we done grew up together, like, mm-hmm. that's my motherfucking cousin.
Yeah.
Like, you feel what I'm saying? On top of that, that's like, that's my uncle's wife's son.
Yeah.
Like, how can you not tell me that's not
facts?
My
yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? Like, on shit. So, but yeah, like, I, you know what I'm saying? I've been, he, shit, it's goddamn, it's damn near 1 and 2. Like, every time you see us, like, you know, like, shit, you don't see one without the other.
Yeah.
Like, every now and then, like, for sure, for sure. Like, we stay locked in. Like, so.
So, starting out with the music and shit, like, was everybody supportive of it? You ain't have nobody like, hell nah?
Shit, yeah, nah. Nah, yeah, everybody was like, everybody was fucking with it at first. Like, they still, like, they still
say,
live.
At first,
like,
they changed.
Yeah, like, they still live. Like, they, yeah, like, everybody was rocking with it. But I think it was a thing of, like, it had caught, it was catching everybody off guard. Like, yeah. It had caught, like, when they seen it, like my first shit, like, my very first video, like, that shit, like, my very first song was called, like, that I dropped. No, my very first song that I dropped the music video for it was called "About It," like, and I think then that was when like my parents and like certain like close friends around me and shit mm-hmm. seen like, okay, like, yeah, like that's what he want to do, like, you know what I'm saying, like that's what he really rocking with for real, like,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying, like, so, but and but it's like when you see it, you kind of like I think when they saw it, they kind of like had their heads touched, like, what the fuck, like. What the hell, like, but then, like, as time went on and they seen, like, I started getting more lean and more, like, just into me and
yeah.
being me, being free, like, they was like, okay, like, yeah, this, he ain't bullshitting.
Yeah, that's what
like,
he want to do for
you know,
real, yeah.
Like, yeah, like, for sure, like, because that shit was definitely, like, something that, like, that shit was definitely something, like, eccentric, like, when it came down to me just like cooking up, like that shit, it's always somebody that had like a reaction or
mm-hmm.
just something to say, like woo woo, and grace to God, like I ain't never really had like, you know, like too many like, I don't know, negative shit go into
yeah.
my head, like, or negative shit just even come around my way when it came down to that subject with it, you know what I'm saying? But it was you know, shit, for the most part, everybody really just tell me, hey, you know what I'm saying? Shit, like, just keep that shit up. Like, that shit going crazy, you know, woo woo woo, like, whatever. Like, but they, and as you know, shit, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, shit,
yeah, I feel you. Shit, I feel you. Like, this is something I was thinking about when we was fucking talking before the, you know, before the camera came on and shit. I heard you talk about this very slightly on K's lip. I want to say
Kissing Booth.
Kay's Kissing Booth. Yeah, shout out to Kay's Kissing Booth. But you didn't exactly expound on it. So where we come from down south, everybody, and I'm sure you know, everybody want to be a rapper.
Fact.
What separates your sound from the other people's sound in Atlanta?
Cause I don't like to just rap.
You be singing and shit too?
That, like, I like to talk. I like to, sometimes I just like to listen. Like, you know, like shit, like I'm a sucker for like art, like, and like I was just telling somebody this the other day, like I feel like, you know, like I feel like art in itself, that shit just go hand in hand with everything. You
mm-hmm.
know what I'm saying? Like it's all connected. Like, you know what I'm saying? When it come down to the visuals, you know, with, you know, like what you doing, how you doing it. When you doing it, you know, like that
yeah.
shit. That shit is just, that shit just come with it, you know, like, and yeah, like I feel like it's, when it come down to me, it's a whole different thing of like, it's not like you're not just gonna be listening to it, like you're gonna be seeing that shit, you're gonna be feeling it, you, like, yeah,
yeah.
Like,
music is the most yeah. like influential art in the world. Mm-hmm. Well, art is the most influential mm-hmm. thing in the world, but mm-hmm. music, on the other hand, it also is like one of the most influential things
yeah,
in the world.
Like, and then it's like my shit came from like, this may sound so like cliche somewhat, like, but my shit come from a point of view of like, it's really a story and a walk behind this shit, like, but I feel like the strength come in my shit of like, it's a lot of people that know right now, like, this shit was a process in itself for even get to this point of it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know what I'm saying? So even having like that notion of it now, and like seeing, I don't know, I guess me seeing this shit now too, of like seeing where this shit gonna go, it's like, you know, like, yeah, like, you know what I'm saying? Like this, like I feel like I'm one of the last ones left that really got like some passion for this shit. Like, I'm not, yeah, like, you know, like,
you think
I'm
it's
not,
like a money popularity thing with a lot of people now?
Like, I cannot feel like it's not. I don't feel like it's like, yeah, hell yeah. Like, I feel like it's a monkey see, monkey do type of thing.
Yeah, like, I feel shit, you. No, I feel
like,
you.
It's crazy. Like, that shit is crazy as fuck. Like, somebody will see, like, they'll fuck around, be seeing their partner, hear their partner doing this shit. They'll be like,
nah, dead ass. Damn. But that's why we have, like, Detroit sound like Detroit sound, New York sound like New York sound, fucking Atlanta sound like Atlanta sound. Because everybody doing that shit. Facts. It's no more real artistry, I think.
Real shit.
Like, this is like, oh, this the fad, this what we doing? Okay, boom.
Real shit. Yeah. Like, I feel like it's the whole thing of, too, like, don't nobody really understand, like, what authenticity is. Like, it's crazy as fuck. Like, that shit is, everybody is shooting for it. Like, I feel like that shit is cool, like, when you first trying to learn, like, when you first trying to figure this shit out. Like,
you
don't
know your sound
like,
yet.
You know,
yeah.
Like, hell yeah. Like, you definitely supposed to mimic the greats and shit like that. But at some point in time, like, you got to configure, like, your own little bowl of cereal to eat. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, real shit. Like, real talk. Like, because, nigga, we already got fucking Futures and we already got a Future. We already got a Young Thug. We already got a Lil Baby. Like, for everybody, we already have a Lil Baby. Like, like,
everybody.
Damn, like, like, that shit crazy as fuck. Like, we already, you know what I'm saying? Like,
shout out to Lil Baby, though.
Yeah, facts. Yeah. Like, real shit. Like, oh, God. Like, oh, bike is full.
Like, you heard his latest album?
Hell yeah.
You like that,
like,
shit?
Bro, yes. Like,
I think I'm comparing it to My Turn too much. Like, because My Turn was so good.
My turn was tough. My Turn was tough as
fuck. It had so many good songs on there.
I think I felt like people was trying to see what was gonna be his next freestyle. I want to say, because I'm personally not a real advocate for that.
Freestyle?
I guess because when that shit first came out, everybody was at the parties with that shit. I'm like, oh my
freestyle,
fucking God.
Freestyle,
like,
hard. I fuck with freestyle.
Yeah, like, now I fuck with it. Because now I'm like, ah, damn, like, that shit, hell yeah. Like, I sing along now, like, yeah, hell yeah. But I feel like, that Not Finished, I feel like that shit eat just as much as goddamn freestyle. But I don't feel like it get the flowers it need. Like, feel like he blanked on that motherfucker. Like, that Not Finished went crazy.
Like, I think it's like people, just like me, shit, cause I feel like I'm the same way. It's like, I keep trying to, even with SZA, cause SZA fucking Control album, bomb as fuck.
Bro, what? Yes, hell.
Top
her,
to bottom.
Her new shit go crazy,
it,
too.
It does,
like,
it does.
Hell yeah, Control, that shit.
But that's the same thing I was saying when I listened to her latest album.
My shit. Like,
What was it? SOS, right? That's her latest shit. When I listened to it, the first time I listened to it, I'm like, this just not that good. But I'm like, wait, am I just trying to compare this to Control?
Yeah, facts.
Like,
facts,
probably
facts.
Going to be her greatest album of all time.
Facts.
Yeah, right. So I think that's probably the problem with Lil Baby, too. Like, My Turn was kind of complete. It had a lot of great songs on there. So people are going to be like, oh, this is a flop. But it's only a flop in comparison to a great album that they dropped.
Yeah. I could see that. I could definitely see that. Like, for sure. Like, and then when it, what was that shit before My Turn? No, I thought his first album was hard as fuck, too. That, I'm ahead of time, I'm going all out. If it's about my, that shit he had with Meek Mill on it. That, what was that shit? I think that was the shit with my dog on it. Like, but yeah, that shit went crazy as a motherfucker. Like, it was the Black and White album. Like, he was just on the stage. Like, that shit went crazy as fuck. Street Gossip. That what it was. Street Gossip. Yeah, that motherfucker went crazy. Like, yeah.
But shit, let's rewind a little bit. Let's talk about, you know what I'm saying, getting into music. At what age? I mean, we talked about this, but, you know, for the fans and the listeners out there, at what age did you start this?
Shit. I started getting into music when I was 15, really just like shit, really just wanted to see what was up with it for real, like, for myself, like, that shit, because, like I was saying, like, that shit has always been around me, like.
Yeah.
Man, that shit is crazy how that shit always, like, just been in my life just somehow, like, this shit crazy as fuck. Like, I even got a grandpa, like, this nigga, he be on the drums, like, cold as fuck, like, shit crazy as fuck. My dad, this nigga, he a DJ, like, from time to time and shit. Like, he be on the ones and twos and shit. Like, my mom, she goddamn was a fanatic for R. Kelly. Like, real shit. Like, that shit is insane. Like, I grew up with, like I was telling Kate, like, 1UP posters and shit on the wall. Like, goddamn, like, I'm a sucker for all that, like, TLC, all that shit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, that shit, it's been around for a while. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
it's only natural for you to, you know what I'm
yeah,
saying?
Yeah, like, really was just getting into it, because I guess all that shit just had a touch on me of just, like, seeing shit from then, of just, like, catching shit, of seeing, like, damn, like, hearing that shit, like, how the fuck these niggas rapping like this? Like, I'm like, this shit crazy as fuck. And then seeing this shit on me, I'm like, bro, I'm like, damn, look at this nigga, like, this nigga's shoes, like, what the fuck? Like, that shit's crazy as fuck. Like, I'm like, bro, do you see this nigga? Like, I'm like, yeah, that shit crazy as fuck. Like, but I think a lot of people had that. I feel like rapping, just hip hop in general at the time, had that effect on a lot of niggas at a young age. Like, just seeing that shit, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, big ass rims, t-shirts, motherfucking forces, nigga, all type of shit.
That, like, influenced, you know, the culture down, like, south, I think. Like, yeah, like, everybody's wearing big t-shirts.
Yeah,
and shit.
Like, real shit. Like, nigga, what? I definitely had a pack of white t-shirts. Like, like,
Triple XL, down to what? The legs.
Like, Fade 5 T-Mobile. Like, like, nigga, what? Nigga, what? Like, mixtape Gucci. Like,
shit. Bro, what do you, I got a random question. What's up? What do you love most about Atlanta, and what do you hate most about Atlanta?
That's a great goddamn question.
Super random.
Let's see. Hey, let's see. What I love most about Atlanta. The culture, like, the authenticity of Atlanta. Like, I love the fact that, like, every time we do some shit, everybody got their eyes on us.
Yeah.
Like, every fucking time. Like, that shit don't, the shit don't miss.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, we are the culture. Like, mm-hmm. still. Like, you know what I'm saying? If you ask me, like, real shit, I feel like it's a lot of waves and shit that's being originated in different spots at the time. Yes, but Atlanta is still the stronghold when it comes down.
Yeah, for like 20 years.
To shit. Yeah. Yes, like, hell yeah. Motherfucking vibes, waves, whatever the fuck you want to call it and name it. Like, and do for it. Like, that's, you know what I'm saying? Like, and niggas will see that shit take off and run with it. Like, you know what I'm saying? But for us, it'd be fine, because by the time they do that, we done came up with some whole new shit. Like, we done came up with some whole new shit. Like, that shit ridiculous. That's why I'm like, all right, yeah. Like, I fuck with that. Like, like, that shit, you know what I'm saying?
I agree with you, too. But I think I hate almost everything else about it.
Yeah, facts. Like, yeah, that's probably one of the only things, I really say for real, like, you know what I'm saying, besides, you know, shit, me being able to be blessed and say that I'm from here, my family, I got family that's from here, you know what I'm saying, I was able to learn what I know and be able to do what I know and be able to experience the shit that I did here, you know what I'm saying? Like, but it's a lot of shit that I hate about this motherfucker too. Like, everybody could definitely agree with me on that shit. Like, Thug locked up right now. Like, like, I hate that shit.
Like, trial still ain't started. Like, it been a whole year.
Like, all type of crazy shit, bro. Niggas still shooting. Like, that shit is wild as fuck. Like, the city hurting right now. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, and the shit been hurting for a minute. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, and yeah, that shit.
I got another random question. What do you feel about gun control? Because we talk about this on my Twitch stream all the time. And people say, well, a lot of my viewers are from other countries and their gun laws are completely different. But they always say that Americans have the least gun control. We have a problem with our guns. Do you think that's a true statement?
Hell yeah. these niggas don't know how to act. Like these niggas be tripping out. Like,
what do you think the solution is, like, for us? Because my thing is, like, I feel like as long as niggas that's going to crash out have guns.
Yeah.
Civilians probably need guns too. Like, facts. No matter what, they shouldn't have restrictions.
Yeah. Shit. I mean, I feel like it's, I just don't agree with the fact it's, I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, I understand the fact of, like, how severe a lot of shit going on, you know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, it's like, in certain situations, you know, like, we are our own worst enemy, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, real shit. Like, when it comes down to us as, like, I'm saying that for niggas in general and us as a whole people. Like, yeah. That shit is a fucked up position to be in both sides right now. Like, cause shit crazy out here, like, yeah, in these streets. Like, and I also dislike the fact it's too accessible, like,
yeah,
to a time where it's like, goddamn, like, okay, now they done changed to where what you could be like 18 to get a rifle.
Yeah.
I think, yeah, that shit, like, what the fuck?
Yeah,
like,
why?
What the fuck y'all got going on? You feel what I'm saying? Like, that, you know what I'm saying? Like, bro, we still got school shootings and shit going on. You know what I'm saying? Like,
shit, just recently.
Like, that shit, yeah. Like, that shit is fucking ridiculous. You know what I'm saying? Like, I definitely feel like that shit needs to be something, if anything. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, why aren't we sitting here doing something about the fucking schools? Like, and the, I don't even know, like, the system and that shit, like, to get that shit fixed. Like, I don't even know how, like, where we would start to get that shit right.
For, I think, real, maybe, like, a psychological evaluation is to be put, like, in place. Shit. But at the same time, bro, I bought,
y'all niggas go to therapy.
Like, facts.
Like, facts. Like, please.
But I bought guns illegally and I bought guns legally.
Mm-hmm.
Both times, it was super easy and convenient to do. Yeah, so, it's like, once I guess criminals or whatever you want to call it have guns and they can get guns for $200 on the street, it's like, how can I say to a civilian that want to protect herself or himself that you can't get a gun because you didn't pass the psychological evaluation?
Yeah,
it's, I mean, it's kind of fucked up. I don't know the answer to
real
that.
Shit,
I was just
real shit, yeah, though. Like, real shit. Like, yeah. I was thinking, like, but like,
yeah, it was like, just like food for thought type, like, of thing, because I don't know either, though, man. Like,
can't do nothing. Tell nigga, be safe.
Like, yeah, shit. Real talk.
Like, you know.
Shout out to the police officers that handled the Nashville shooting, though. They came in and waxed her ass pretty fast.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Fuck her, they, them. But we're not going to get into that, though. But, so, another question about the music, though. So, backtrack, because we've been kind of off the rails for a little bit.
For sure.
But, so, you started out music. What made you say, this is my thing? Because, like, there's a lot of niggas that start and just never do anything with it. They didn't do something else. Like, what made you say, yeah, this is my thing, I'm going to do this?
Like,
and take it as a young man, too, taking it serious.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Shit. Really, when I just, like, not really, just seeing, like, I wanted, like, I thought, like, I don't even know. Like, when I just thought that shit was just hard to me, like, I was just like, okay. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
You like that you created something like that type
of thing. Hell yeah. Like, I was like, okay, this shit's dope. Like, I said, I'll fuck around, make the beat. I'm like, okay, damn, I made that shit. I'm like, all right, fucked around. I'm like, damn, this how I got in the rap. I'm like, okay, shit sounds good. I'm like,
so you
shit
be rapping
better
on your own beats?
Huh?
You be rapping on your own beats?
Yeah, hell yeah, for sure. Like, and see, like, I'm gonna get into that too. Like, so, but what? So yeah, at first I was like, damn, this shit hard. But it'd be better if somebody rap on them. I'll start rapping on them. I'm like, damn. Like, I'm like, okay. Like, and it would be the same reaction. Like, you know. But once I really just start getting into it, I'm like, bro, this shit was fascinating. Like, it was fun. Yeah. Like, That shit, it still is. Like, I'm, you know, like, I feel like a kid in a candy store, like, every day. Like,
you think if you was never blow up on this, I got another question after this, but you think if you never was to blow up off of this, you think you'd still be doing it?
Yeah, hell yeah, for sure. Because this is what allowed me to release my emotions in the way that I feel best suit fit.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like, and really be able to express me, like, you know, like, I feel like, I don't know. It never been like a hard thought for me of like, damn, like, what if I ain't her? But it was just like something that I have like considered, like, damn, yeah. Like, you know, like, and that's something that's, I'm so blessed to have, the fact that I'm able to even wake up and have that shit accessible to me in my own home, in my own time, whenever the fuck I want to, like,
yeah,
how I want to, like, you know, like. And that shit is like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. I wouldn't even know what the fuck I'd be doing with myself if I like, still was like, okay, like, nigga, I'm still trying to fucking get no sleep together, gypsy loaded together, like,
yeah,
bad guy, like, this shit be fucking crazy, like.
Do you feel like, rapping on your own beats help you with the composition of the beat? Because that's how I feel. Like, I need somebody to rap on it so I can help with, like, different, you know what I'm saying, stops, pauses, you know what I'm saying, different facts, shit in the beat.
Nah, I feel like I like rapping on my own beats because it's like I'm finding my own. It's like you finding what the fuck you want to do with it. Like, that I'm a sucker for figuring out shit on your own, because once you do that, now you know the ends of it, the outs of it. If something went wrong with it, you fucked around, resolved it, but you resolved it in a way that you found.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, it's all type of shit. Like, that shit, like, it's all type of shit. Excuse me. Like, that shit is fucking amazing. Like, that shit is beautiful. Like, real shit. Like, I love rapping on my own shit. Like, and then it's just, it just be like, yo shit. Like,
yeah.
It just be like, oh my God. Like, this, like, this shit is amazing. Like,
Do you feel like you gotta have kind of an infatuation with your own music as an artist?
Hell yeah.
Cause I we interview a lot of artists and all of them say the same thing. Like, yeah, man, I be listening to my shit all the time.
Yes.
My little brother rap, he listen to shit all the time.
Yes, like, and see, it used to be like a, all the time, like, that was all I would listen to. Like,
can you bring the mic a little closer?
Oh yeah, for sure.
You could just slide it closer to your face if you want to, like, relax a little bit.
For sure. But not, like, but yeah, it was like, for sure. Like, it was that shit was definitely like an all the time thing. Like, and but I really just had to start understanding for myself, like, it's, You gotta give yourself a break, and you gotta keep being a student. Like, you know what I'm saying? You gotta keep moving. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, if that's, like, as much as you love it, like, you gotta put some more love into it so you could keep loving it as much.
Improving,
as you do.
Like, yeah.
And that shit gonna come with as much experience and as much as you gonna sit there and discover the goddamn, make that shit.
Yeah.
Just that, like, you know what I'm saying? So
you're saying, like, you can't have a blind obsession with your music. It's like, you got to still look at it objectively. Like, okay, I can do this differently.
Yeah, hell yeah. Like, to a certain degree, like, real shit. Cause it's like, okay, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, like, okay, you done did that. You could sit there and dawn on them tracks you done did, like, yesterday, whatever the fuck. But what you done did today, like,
yeah,
or what you finna do next, like, how you know what I'm saying, what didn't you like about it, what do you need to improve on, like, you know, like, real shit, like, you know. And that's something that you don't have to listen to every time you go back to it, but it's just, you know, shit, once you feel like you done jotted enough notes up for that shit, go ahead, goddamn, rip that shit out, work on it, put it to the side, then goddamn, go to the next, you know, like, on some shit. That's really what it is. Like, that's, yeah, you know.
So, shit, going to this conversation, I want to save this for the podcast too, y'all, because I don't want to be one of those podcasts that talk about this type shit all the time. It seemed like there's a lot of black podcasts that do that shit. So I'm like, I don't want to be the one to do that. But also, you've already expressed, you know, to have an opinion on this too. So it makes for great conversation. So there, since I think COVID, I would say probably late 2020, this kind of scene blew up. I mean, it's been a conversation, but blew up in the past 3 years of men kind of, mainly men, coming out and kind of showing disdain for the new age of women or modern women. So how do you feel about, like, some of these conversations being had between men and, or, you know, battles or whatever you want to call it, between men and women that's been happening in the past 3 years, 3 to 4 years? Like the 50-50 shit, the masculine alpha man, apex predator, whatever the fuck, man. Like, all that shit.
I call bullshit. I call complete bullshit. I do feel like it's a shortage on good women and good men, like, for sure. Cause
have you had personal experience with women, modern women?
What's a modern woman?
A modern woman is just basically a woman that grew up in the age of, you know, social media and stuff like that. Just a new age woman, 20, 25, something like that, between that age.
Say like 25.
Yeah, 25 and under, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Like, yeah. I'm like, yeah, for sure. I'm like, yeah, it's side. Like, it's okay. Like, but, I mean, shit. Like, yeah, I could definitely say I dealt with that, I don't even know, like, that agenda that's being pushed of just, like, you know, shit. How can I put it? Like, I guess I'm gonna do me. Like, you know, like, I'm not really sure how to put it. Like, it's weird. Like, you know what I'm saying? But
I got a theory. I think this might sound crazy, but I think the government might be involved in pushing this.
Hell yeah. Like, real shit.
It seems like, why out of nowhere is a civil war between men and women?
Yeah, like, real, like, what the fuck?
Yeah,
like real shit.
Because, you know, you heard about, I think TikTok came out and said they had a button that can just turn something viral. And I'm like, well, if TikTok has that, I'm pretty sure, like, all these other social media platforms have that. And if they have that means they can push certain narratives. So, I mean, I don't think it's too far-fetched to say that the government is involved with pushing this narrative. Oh,
nah, not at all. Not at all. That shit is right there.
Yeah, like, I think it's a distraction, bro.
Like, yeah, like, that shit is right there. Like, real shit. Like, definitely. Like, because the shit that, I don't know, because it's the fact that's like, it really, that's some shit though, because it's some shit where it's like, bro, all this shit is in everybody's face all motherfucking day.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that shit, I feel like everybody's seeing that shit on Instagram or wherever the fuck they getting it from. They seeing it and then running with it.
Yeah.
And thinking that's the agenda to being pushed. Like,
yeah.
When it's like, nah, like, mama, go live what you really want to go do. You
exactly. Feel what I'm saying?
Like,
exactly.
On some shit. But it's like, it's crazy as fuck, because it's like, everybody is, I don't know, like, everybody hurt. Like, everybody hurt. That's the thing. Like, that's why the shit so fucked up. It's the emotional, spiritual warfare that's going on. Like, everybody hurt. Like, niggas, females, like, niggas, bitches. Like, bro, that shit, everybody hurt.
Like, what would you say the solution to that is? Like, I mean, we could say therapy, but, you know, not everybody has access to, you know, therapy. Therapy not really cheap either. Like, what would be the solution for people to, I guess, neglect the narrative of men ain't shit or women ain't shit and etc. Or do you think like, maybe it's not a narrative that's being pushed, but it's a narrative that we cling to because we cling to negativity more than positivity?
Absolutely that. What I also feel is it's a thing of answer the question again, like the what, like when you say the negativity.
I ain't gonna lie, I'm off the brain. I don't even know. I don't even know what I just asked.
Doing a great job. I figured you was gonna pull it back up.
Yeah, I don't even remember. I'm just going with the flow.
But yeah, what,
this has been the easiest interview ever, by the way.
For sure. Like, what? Yeah, I think it's fuck. I don't even remember what you.
Because like, okay, I kind of remember a little bit, like, because it's like with rap, like. With rap beefs, it's like we cling to rap beefs more often. I think who came out and said this? Was it Jermaine Dupri? I think it's Jermaine Dupri that said this. He's like, we need to stop the negativity in the rap community, and you know, there's a lot of positive stuff going on. But
oh yeah, I feel like everybody really just need to hold shit down, like just be patient, like, and learn their person, like. I feel like that's what it is. Don't nobody want to be patient no more. Like,
yeah. Don't compromise either.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Don't nobody want to be patient no more. Like, it the fuck out. Like, they feel like they see one wrong. They like, oh no. Nope.
Yep. Nope. I don't have to deal with this.
Like, you know. And I can understand if it's oh so severe. Like, yeah. But man, a lot of this shit nowadays don't even be that. Like, hear that shit. Like, and it's just like, wow. Like,
yeah, I agree with
you
that.
You did all
too.
That and.
Yeah. Like, I feel like a lot of people, I think men more likely settle than women though. We cool with whatever the fuck you do, like, as long as you love me.
Yeah,
like,
niggas definitely, like,
yeah, we simple in that way. Yeah,
women, like, for sure. Like, we don't come with drama, like,
yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
Like, we don't, you know, like, shit, like, now it may be some I don't even know, like, drama queens out there, like, talking about niggas, like, that shit, like, you
those,
know, like,
yeah, those exist,
yeah, like, it definitely, like, yeah, like, real shit, but it ain't, you know, real shit.
One of the, this is a narrative I actually agree with when it comes to the man versus woman thing, that I do think men's feelings don't matter as much.
Thank you.
And there's not enough attention on that. Like, the men's suicide rates is at all time high.
Yeah.
Men's loneliness rates is at all time high. I think those are narratives that I agree, like, with, and that need to be talked about for
because
sure.
Because it's the truth, like, real shit. And it's a lot of, I feel like that's something that females, like, in society as a whole, like you were saying, they don't really shed a lot of light on that shit. Like, because that shit is. It's out there just as much as we pushing, like, mental health. Like, I feel like we need to expand that bar and really, like, dig into that scope and be like, okay, let's, you know what I'm saying, let's actually sit here and try to pinpoint this shit, you know what I'm saying, like,
because I mean, the stigma on men since fucking almost the beginning of time is like, you're a man, suck it up. So it's like, no, men don't grow up knowing how to express their emotions and shit.
Right.
And everybody looking at men, or women mainly looking at men, like, oh, you guys are evil, but you're not trying to understand the origin of this pain that caused him to do this.
Right.
Because it's easy to look at the statistic and say, oh, men commit most of the crimes. Well, men must be evil. But it's harder to look deep within and try to understand somebody.
Right. Right. Real shit. And then it's crazy because I feel like it's another side of it being pushed to nowadays, where it's like we have some of that, like, going on, like, and some of it being made aware, like, and then it's just getting shot back down to, like, sensitivity. Like,
yeah.
Like, oh, this nigga tripping, when it was like, nah, like,
yeah.
Like, you was on some shit, like, like, why are you 21?
Shit,
like, bitches ain't shit. Like,
yeah, real talk. Like, real talk. I mean, I'm happy to be in a relationship, but I hear all the time, because all my homies single, and they like, man, these bitches ain't shit. Like, these bitches ain't shit. Like, I've heard some fucking stories.
Like, man,
I'm like, damn, is this what it's like now? I feel like when I was just like maybe 4 or 5 years ago, when that you got a few stories.
A few
You down to tell one? I want to hear about it.
Let's see. By females, right?
Yeah. Wait, what?
Okay, I got a good one. One time. No, look. All right, so boom. Right. Man. I was hitting this female. No, matter of fact, I can't even start out like that. So, it was a little whoop. I was talking to, okay? Ain't gonna name drop. Ain't gonna name drop, okay? So, and she cool folk now too, we cool people. So, we were messing around or whatever, like, for a bit. Like, so, she ended up having her own little spot or whatever. So, like, what, she ended up hitting me one night, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, trying to come chill, whatever. I'm like, okay, cool. So, boom, push up on her. Goddamn, we in there chopping it up and shit. So, she like, oh, yeah, you know, like, my nigga stay here, but, like, we not really together. Like, hold on. Like, yo, niggas still stay here and y'all not together. Why are you lying? like,
that's crazy. Why are
you
lying?
Okay. So, but you know, me being me, it's like, you know, shit, his
thinking
blunt
with your,
like,
dick,
you know. So, nah, just shit, just his blunt. I'm like, you know, shit. I'm like, okay, you know, just letting him talk. Like, he's like, you know, my nigga stay here, but he not, you know, we not together. Like, and I really just been trying to get away from him. Like, I just be wanting to, I just, like,
that should
he,
be
he,
true sometimes,
right? So. Like, and it just be like, he, I really just be wanting somewhere to stay, cause like I don't want to be out there, woo, woo, woo. Like, and I'm like. But shot it in, you just like, you say you be doing it, but you still, okay, whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
I'm over here, whatever. Like, whatever. Hey, too much thought right now, whatever. Like, shit, worry about the wrong shit, right? Okay. So, goddamn, what, time go on. So, we go in her guest room, like, so, boom, we sit up, we get shit going. Goddamn. Motherfucker. While we sitting there getting right, she just stopped. She like I'm talking about, nigga, like a dog done hurt. And she, hold on. Like, she, hold on. Like, so she's like, she fuck around, like, and like, I just heard a car pull up outside. Like, it's just a regular car. Like, she fuck around, like,
I think my nigga pulled up outside. Like, hold on.
I'm like, oh my God. Like, I'm like, hold the fuck. I'm like, bitch. Like, oh my God. Like, no, this bitch did not. Right. So, like, I'm like, this shit crazy as fuck. I'm like, ain't no motherfucking way. Like, so look, the whole time I'm thinking she capped it like a motherfucker. Right. Like,
why would she cap, dude?
Right. Buy some shit. Why would a bitch cap buy some shit like that? Right. And then the whole time I'm thinking, like, it just so would have, like, on some random shit, like, the random shit be happening on the most randomest times. Like, it's crazy. like, it's crazy as fuck. So, she fucked around, got up, had put on some clothes and shit. She walk around, like, and I think she checked, like, the living room window. Like,
she so, have you hide somewhere?
Okay, look. So, look. Fuck around and come back in the room. She like, all right, so my nigga just pulled up. Like, I'm gonna need you to stay in the room right here. Like, don't do anything. So I'm like, shot her, like, what the fuck? Like, I'm like, what the hell? I'm like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm looking at her like, hey man, like, you know, like, and so she like, I'm sorry, like, just chill, like, just calm down. Like, why would he do that? I just exhale. Like, I'm like, hey, like, you know, that really was it. Like, so. I stay in the room, like, so boom. Soon as she closed the door, I hit the group chat with my partner. I'm like, hey, we might goddamn, yeah. It might be one of them one. Like, so I tell them what going on. They like, twin, ain't no fucking way. Like, I know you lying. Like, I'm like, bro. Then I'm letting them know. Like, this how you know she was going around. Like, she was. Shotta definitely done sprint the block. Like,
damn.
She in the city. Like, she staying that motherfucker now. You hear me? Like, bro. So, once I told them who what, they were like, I know you motherfucking lying. So, goddamn, boom. So they going on. They were like, so they on standby at that point. So they were like, well, all right, shit. Something go on, just let us know. So
yeah,
goddamn, got what? I hear the nigga come in or whatever the fuck. He come in with his partner.
Oh, shit.
No bullshit. All them niggas did was come in, smoke a blunt, and leave. Like, that's all the fuck they did. Like, and I'm sitting there the whole time. Like, I'm like, boy, if a nigga come in this motherfucking room, I'm beating ass. I'm going to jail.
Sometimes you gotta be ready to shoot.
But I was sitting there meditating, like, for a motherfucking, like, 20 minutes, 30 minutes. I'm like, I'm going to jail. Like, it's over with. Like, so, man, like, showing up, that shit ain't happened.
That could have been crazy as fuck, though.
Yeah, like, hell yeah. Like, so.
Trapped in a closet type shit.
Nigga, what? Like, what the fuck? Like, bro, so. That shit was crazy. Like, so, motherfucking, what? Oh, yeah, yeah. So, they end up dipping. She come open the door. She like, what she say? What the fuck she say? Oh, yeah. She opened the door just like this. She.
She was like, oh, my God. I'm so sorry about that. Like, oh, my God. Like, I didn't even know that was going to happen. Like, this and that and the third. Like.
Whole time thinking, I'm like, bitch, you said he still stay here. Like, like, why? Like, what the fuck? Like, I'm like, what in the fuck? Like, I'm like, even if you didn't know, it don't matter. Like, you know what I'm saying?
You knew it was a possibility, goddamn.
You authorized that situation, bitch. You knew what the fuck you
was. Yeah. At any point, you knew that nigga could show up. He still stayed there.
Yeah, like, oh, my God. Like, the audacity. Like. You know, like, and that shit was funny. Like, that shit was funny as fuck. But she was just like, she was like,
yeah, I'm so spooked. Like, I don't even know if I wanna still keep going. Like, I could come over your crib, like, and shit. Like, but I don't know. Maybe I'll just come over later. Like, I don't even, you know, cause he might come over again. Then I'm like, all right, whatever. Like,
yeah, like at that time, no, I was just like. I was like, dude, bitch. I'm like,
yeah. I mean, you probably like, blew after having.
She didn't even know. She like, yeah. It went nothing else after that. Like, yeah. She ain't have no cool. But we were cool. Like, I'm still cool with her. But
damn, that's fucking crazy as fuck, dog.
Yeah. That shit.
Some niggas don't play about their girl, bro. That shit, nigga could have pulled up with the glizzy.
Like real shit, though. Like, but yeah, Shotty. She was already wild, but. That time she was wildin'. Like,
you think people need their hoe phase?
Like,
you think that's a real thing? Not even just women either, like men too.
It depends on what you're looking to get out of it. Yeah,
like, that's a good
because
answer.
At the same time, how many times you gonna need it? Like,
yeah,
like
I can get it to it. Like, I agree with that too. That's a good way to put it because, like, I feel like you need a sort of whole phase to learn what you like and what you don't like. But other than that, like, I don't really see why you should be fucking 40 shit. Times.
You got females that they like in their fucking 30s. Or between 25 and I don't know, older than me, let's just say. Like,
yeah.
And, you know, shit, still going through that whole phase or, you know, whatever the fuck. Like,
nah, that's crazy to me.
Right. You got some that's just as old as me and done went through that same phase, goddamn, five times in the same year. Like, damn. You know, or like, what the fuck? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's. Or done went through it five times by the age of 20. Like, that's crazy. Yeah, or 25.
It's a real thing, though,
like,
people.
You know, like, that shit is ridiculous. Like,
I ain't gonna lie. Like, being 35 and in your whole phase is crazy as fuck, though. Do you believe, and this is another, like, red pill manosphere shit, too. Mm-hmm. Do you believe a woman's value lowers as she get older?
Nah. Like... I feel like I feel like her, nah, Mm-mm. I feel like that's how, depending on what type of woman she is, like, that's how for us as humans, like, you know, like, women are just as beautiful, like, as, like, the... the clay that we was molded with, like, yeah. You know, and no, it's like they, my divine feminines, like, yeah. I love y'all so much, like, yeah. I love y'all so much, like, and it, but y'all hurt me so bad, like, you know what I'm saying, like, y'all hurt me so motherfucking bad, bro, like, and it's, yeah, you know, like, but I definitely don't feel like they value lower. Like, I definitely, that's all a mental thing. Like,
yeah.
I feel like if that's what you feel, then that's what it is. Like, you know, but yeah, like,
I think that's them trying to equate women's value to their beauty alone.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's what that is.
Mm-hmm.
Which isn't true. But I mean, I guess to get the wrap up of that conversation would be like, I feel like if you ever went out there and had your own experiences, 9 times out of 10, you would not even agree with most of the shit they talk about.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. For sure. Like, for sure. Like, I'm definitely big on, like, shit. You could take that in perception with, like, just taking sacrifices with shit. Just going out and seeing how shit be. You know, like, shit, how people are. Like, you know, like, shit. That's and I feel like that's definitely what it takes, like, for sure. Because you're not going to know what you like up until you do that, you know, like what you really like, what you truly love, what you truly, you know, gravitate towards and pull yourself towards, like, and what pulls you.
Yeah, like, yeah. Facts.
Like,
so, completely switching, you know what I'm saying? But top 10 rappers, dead or alive?
Dead or alive.
Yeah. Maybe I should just do it live because that's a harder list to make if it's dead or alive, maybe, right? Yeah, we top 10 alive then.
Okay. All right. That's how we coming? Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Maybe I should do top 5 because I can't top even five. Think of a top 10. Like.
Okay. All right. Okay.
I can
do a top 10.
Yeah.
I listen to some, like, I'm a slut.
Yeah, me too.
For music, like, I'm
me too. All genres.
Like, yeah, like, yeah. Like, top 5, like, all time or just like right now.
Let's do current generation. Yeah,
current gen. Shit. Okay. Shit. I'm trying to think if I want to go from 5 first. Okay. I think who would be at the bottom of that list?
By the way, disclaimer, because, you know, people love to debate about.
Oh, yeah, for sure. By the way, yeah, like, disclaimer.
It's all
this ain't
personal.
Yeah,
opinion.
This ain't. Yeah, like I rock with everybody. I'm gonna say, like, y'all niggas are in my playlist. like we definitely finna rock out soon. Yeah. Like, I can guarantee y'all that shit. Like,
it's just a theoretical fun,
like,
conversation.
Of course, like. What, we gonna laugh about this shit later?
Yeah.
Like, what?
Shit, that shit might change next year. Shit.
Let's see, bro. Who I've been listening to? Who I've been listening to for real?
Kendrick at number one for me, like, for sure.
Okay. Right now,
I'd probably put Drake at like top 3, but that's not because of lyrical ability, yeah. It's just artistry, I think. So it's not like top rapper, he's not like a top rapper, but he's a top artist for sure.
Yeah,
that makes rap music.
Yeah, right now, at the top of my list is like, I be keeping shit so honest with y'all. Like, I hope y'all really appreciate me later. I'm not one of them niggas that, like, be giving y'all, like, some fucking fabricated-ass answer. Like, goddamn, you know what I'm saying? Like, I know you genuinely saying Kendrick. Like, and I know it's a lot of people that genuinely do, but you, man, you know them niggas' name get mentioned too fucking much.
Yeah, like, I get you.
People just be saying that shit. Like,
yeah.
Because it's like, yeah, okay, I get where you coming from. But, bro, be honest. Like, nigga, what you been listening to? Like, you could say LMA. Like, it's
yeah.
okay. Like, it's okay, bro. Like
yeah,
it's
facts.
Okay. Like, bro, I listen to that shit, too. Like,
nah, I get you.
Real
I,
shit.
I
like,
completely get you. Like, niggas be afraid to admit they listen to SZA.
Look, I was just listening to Good to Me by her.
Who makes great music.
And that just came out too, look. Mm-hmm.
By the way, we got a lot of great female artists now. It used to be just kind of like we had Beyonce and Rihanna.
Yeah.
And, I mean, maybe Mariah Carey or something. But yeah, now we have a lot of different dope female artists now.
Yeah. Trying. Top five.
I probably put Wayne at two, just based off influence.
Okay, number one right now for me, in my playlist, deadass Pierre. Like I mentioned his name so much. Pierre Bourne. Like
as rapping?
Yeah, not all time, but you say current gen. Like
yeah,
right
yeah,
now,
I get you. I get
like,
you. I get
who
you.
I've been? Yeah, who I really been spending? Like yeah, Pierre. Like
more like current gen best artist.
Current gen. Okay.
But I've heard one of Pierre Bourne's songs. Are you listening?
Okay. Erase board. Baby Keem.
In no particular order.
Yeah, no order.
Okay.
Keem. Tyler.
Yeah.
Who else? Who the fuck else? Oh, Tia Kareem. Like Shawty's so dope, like that's bae. Hey bae. Like oh my god. Like who the fuck else? Zed the Gypsy.
yeah, you gotta throw yourself in there.
Who else? I don't even know. I'm gonna have to go with.
Shit, we got a lot of rappers.
Yeah.
Bro, Wayne gotta be in that list. I just feel like Wayne's cultural influence has been crazy. Like, it was so many people trying to rap like Wayne, do what Wayne did. By taking niggas fucking beats and making a better song.
Yeah, we gotta put Wayne on that list.
Yeah, Wayne has just been.
Yeah, like got to.
Yeah,
like,
for sure.
Like,
but shit, we are approaching the end of this podcast. This is the fastest hour podcast I've ever did. You made this process so easy. Like I said, like I'm an introvert. I'm not like a sociable person, I guess, for lack of better words.
I just be to myself. Like,
yeah.
Shit, I just be by myself. Like, same shit. I don't bother nobody. Like, shit. I only be. What shit? Somebody say what's up to me. I say what's up to them.
That's
like, that's pretty much it. Like you know,
I got the
like,
same homeboys for the past 10 years plus.
Yeah,
like.
I'm trying to see. You know what I'm saying? Like shit. Everybody know who they is. Like everybody. Like you know. Yeah. Like shit. That's great. What it is. It is what it is. It what it ain't. You know. Like shit. That's shit. I just come in and do my work.
Yeah.
And shit. Lead. Come back. Do it again. Like shit.
Facts.
Like real shit. So,
Can you shout out your social medias? Let them know where to find your music, how to buy some beats, shit, all the works.
Sure.
Give yourself the best promo.
Hell yeah!
time.
Hell yeah. Oh god, like them niggas on YouTube, like shit, real shit. Hell yeah, y'all know what it is. Shit, y'all know where to come buy some beats at zthegypsy.com. Y'all can catch up on like my fucking beats. What we got membership deals going. You could subscribe for gold, silver, and premium, I think that's what I called it, or platinum, whatever the fuck. but yeah, you could get exclusive beats from me monthly. Zthegypsy.com. Social media platforms, Instagram Zed the Gypsy, Snapchat Zed the Gypsy, Twitter Zed the Gypsy,
everything,
all that, you know, just straight up Zed. look in the motherfucking hoodie, like damn, just stick, you know, like shit. Hey man, you know, shit, like real shit. It hit different when that tag true. You know, shit, that's hey, you know, shit. Save it for later, like you know. Album on the way. So,
facts, man. So, yeah, man. Dope interview, first of all.
For sure.
I appreciate you for coming out, showing some love to the SSL podcast. I feel like we had a fucking great conversation. And yeah, man, all my social media is going to be in the description. You already know what it is. Shout out to our sponsor, What's the Scenario Hip Hop, Black owned hip hop card game that you can play with your friends, man. SSL podcast and a promo code, and you can get free shipping. So yeah, man, that's it for me. Peace out, y'all. I usually don't do the outros, so that felt so weird.
Jips.